And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Southern Illinois University School of Medicine finally losing their DEI-obsessed dean after he spent months openly defying President Trump's executive orders. Jerry Kruse, I think that's how you pronounce his name, called Trump's efforts to define male and female an attack on women. And he announced that he's stepping down in August 2026 after steering the institution into what can only be described as ideological quicksand. Speaking of ideological warfare in academia, a Notre Dame professor who plastered her office door with pro-abortion propaganda just learned that attacking student journalists carries a price tag. Tamara Kay, who promoted abortion access and Planned C pills after Roe fell, sued the Irish Rover student publication for accurately reporting her public statements. Bad move, because she lost at every level: trial court, appeals court, state Supreme Court, and now she owes the students $244,000 in legal fees thanks to Indiana's anti-slap law. Over in Britain, they're racing toward digital tyranny, with the Prime Minister announcing mandatory digital IDs for employment. The system will live on mobile phones and eventually control access to childcare, welfare, and tax records. The persecution of Christians continues, with escalating violence in two continents. In Nigeria, a pastor remains captive after armed bandits raided his village, demanding ransoms that have already bankrupted his family. Nigeria saw nearly 2,900 Christians kidnapped in 2024 alone, far exceeding any other nation. Meanwhile, in Michigan, a gunman rammed a vehicle into an LDS church during Sunday services, opened fire, and set the building ablaze in a five-alarm inferno that partially collapsed the structure. Nine people were injured. One person died before the shooter was killed. Police have identified the shooter as a 40-year-old man from Burton, Michigan, who was a U.S. Marine veteran and served in Iraq from 2004 to 2008, according to the New York Post. Well, Amazon has just agreed to a record-breaking $2.5 billion settlement with the FTC for deliberately deceiving customers into Prime memberships they never wanted, then making cancellation nearly impossible. $1 billion of that settlement will be a civil penalty, the largest ever for an FTC rule violation. The remaining $1.5 billion goes back to customers Amazon trapped into membership through deceptive web design and bureaucratic mazes. The company must now add clear decline buttons and streamline cancellation processes. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.